Welcome to Magic Books, Books as Magical Objects. This is an excerpt of the teleclass with Dr. Sylvia Hartman on August 4th, 2010, given for the Starfields VIP Members Club, and apart from valuable information, also contains a number of easy energy exercises you might well find fascinating, especially if you love books.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Right, so here we are. Lovely to hear from you guys. What I wanted to talk about tonight was about the fascinating revelation that came my way. Books as a magical object. Now, any of you people ever read a book?
Yes.
Cool. Does any of you own a book?
Yes.
Well,
that's amazing because, you know, as you know, most people can't read, and those who do, they don't buy books, they go to lending libraries. Do you actually have this book in your home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I mean, cast your mind back 1,000 years or even just 500 or possibly 350. Or 200, or 100. And what book would you have found in a normal person's house?
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible, exactly.
If that at
only,
all.
Only the Bible, if any book at all. Now, that's an interesting thing to be starting with, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it just showed me that. The fact of the matter is that if somebody who's got their sort of energy mind online, and the energy mind kind of dictates the book, then we have an object that goes straight through from energetic information to a vision, translates into words, and those words are then stamped onto a piece of paper or a piece of skin or engraved on a piece of rock, and we have an object that then has an imprint of a translation of the original energy on it. And that is the definition of a magic object, or what we call an energy object.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is even cooler is that I had no idea. I have been obsessing about books since I was 3 years old. Honestly, I have.
Yeah.
And I had no idea why.
Yeah.
You know, this sense that there is this information in a book that is not just important, not just desired, but life-saving.
Yeah.
A key for you, an answer. I don't know. Life-saving is the only word I can call it that. That this can be found in a book. And I hear some people saying yes already there. Wow. That is actually theoretically true. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty new thought.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, if you were to shift your point of view for just one moment, whilst you fall still and silent, you know, kind of thing, and you were to look at a room, let's just say an old cottage from the Middle Ages, and we were to look at it with energy eyes alone. So all the objects just disappear and all you can see is the energy. And there was a table in that room with a Bible on it. What would you see?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see what I mean by an energy object and how that is not a little thing?
No, not at all.
Well, back then it would have been immensely powerful being the only object of that kind in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. It's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, it is quite congruent. It's not a dictionary, is it?
Right.
There's
Aardvark to Zulu. It is about people's relationship to God and how they should conduct themselves.
And it's. I have a sense of it being radiant.
A nuclear power plant would be radiant.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yes.
And that's actually an interesting simile, because what happens to DNA when it gets close to that nuclear power plant radiance?
Oh, yes.
Gets transformed?
Mm. Yeah, the level of mutation increases.
Mutation, that's the word.
100-fold.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yes, it does, because, it's level of mutation or variation. It has an impact on the things that it's in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that's worth noting is that not all books are energy objects. Non-magical person, my description of that being somebody who doesn't know the difference between cricket with playing with a live frog or a cricket bat and a ball, doesn't know the difference between what I would call a properly magical book and a non-magical book. Because not all books are likewise magical. And you guys all have some magical books in your house and some non-magical books.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we tell the difference?
Feeling their energy, maybe.
That's right. And how do we read the energy?
Looking with energy eyes.
Yes, that would be one way of doing it.
When we feel changed by what is in those books.
We have this strange modality, which is little known even amongst, those who know a lot, called emotrance. You can say where you feel, if you can feel this in your body. That's one way of doing it as well. So what I was going to suggest, you guys are at home, obviously, so get yourself just a couple of books out that you have lying around, and we can have a little play with that while we're here. Now, I've got here one book that I would consider to be pretty much as dead as a dodo as far as energy is concerned, which is the Operating Manual for Cerif Movie Plus 13.
Oh, I don't know. That could be quite...
Well, depends on who wrote it and put his energy in.
You just have to trust me on this one, people. Or perhaps you've got a handbook or something, an operating instruction guide or some kind of a book. If you haven't got a book, you can just imagine that you have three books. Okay, so what I've got here is probably because I'm me. I've got Event Psychology, Living Energy, and the Operating Instructions to Movie Plus 13.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to close my eyes for a moment and open the other ones, because they do get in the way, don't they? I mean that in a friendly way. They're very handy in general circumstances. And actually stick out the old healing hands and let the healing hands turn into some reading hands on this occasion.
Exactly.
And just pull them over those three different books, or however many you've got, and just see if you can tell the difference. And one thing that I've got right away is I've got one that's completely cold or non-existent, like the table is cold. I've got one that's red hot and one that's sort of warm but tingly,
mm-hmm.
which is quite interesting. when you're actually looking at them, looking at the covers and thinking about consciously about the information that a book contains, you really do get sidetracked from the real energetic reality of the book as a magical object itself, in the absence of somebody reading it, just the book, as an object, as though it was a brick. Because that's where we're starting with this. That's the beginning. Indeed, for a book, that's actually where its most important thing lies, because, like, in the Middle Ages, there were a lot of Bibles in a lot of houses where people could read. Now, I'm not sure what they were doing with them, but they put their birth certificates in them. And the rare pictures of their loved ones, and sometimes a rose or something. That those were objects that were put between the pages of the Bible. Right, so on my first attempt at this, I noticed in my hand a distinct difference between the three books in front of me.
Me too.
Mm. Okay, tell us what you felt.
Well, I've got 7-point system Photoshop, which... It's not cold, but it's definitely a sort of this sort of coolish sort of flowy feeling under my hand. Then I've got Mind Million book, which is absolutely tingling. And what's interesting as well is it's not just the different feelings, but there's the distance from the book where you can still feel it. The Mind Million,
yeah,
its actual aura, as it were, is really quite, I would say, a good foot and a half. It's still tingling. And the other one actually is the book we were talking about the other day that I used to carry around with me in my bag, just have with me, because, you know, that must have been, and under my pillow, I just kept it with me, that whole thing of getting the energy from it, was the Views from the Real World, the Gurdjieff book. And that, the warmth, and it's totally different, even though it's still got that warmth. It's not got that tingling, sparkling of Mind Million. It's got that sort of, and it really is that sort of aged, ancient, you know, that sort of feel about it, which is just,
yeah,
this
sort of
warm,
yeah, the nice sort of orange golden glow, like,
absolutely,
you achieve with
and
the portraits with the brass mirrors.
Yeah, and again, that's got a really nice distance around it, a good sort of foot and a half, 2 foot around it. So that's quite interesting. That's my first experiences with that one. That's
okay,
very
somebody else
I love
go
that
with
energy
it?
Of the Mind Million book. It's fantastic.
I'm not in the room where I have those books, but I had a one with it's called The Heart, The Sacred Space. It's a sacred space, and it's really vibrating. It's cool, but it's vibrating.
Oh.
Cold but vibrating, and that's the only book you've got there by.
Oh no, I have. I've none of the Emotrans books here handy.
Try that just to note the difference and keep your eyes closed. That really helps.
Very vibrant, but I can't get the heat.
Right.
Three books, but they're all on spirituality, actually. One is called The Song of the Bird. It's a book of anecdotes.
Can you tell the difference between the three?
Yeah, I can.
Right.
In fact, the third one is The Way to Peace, and it's to do with the Bible, and that's warm.
Okay.
And it's vibrating.
Interesting. Right. So, what I'm thinking is that we could actually set up a clinical trial where we would take a number of different books and we would identify them just by holding our hands over them, which one it is.
Yeah, sure.
It would be very simply done. All you have to do is just put a bucket over the person's head so they can't see anything, shuffle the books around, and say, which one is this, which one is this, which one is this? And see how many we got right. And I would have thought that with a bunch of Emotrans trainers, you'd get most of them, if not all of them, right.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't use, like, say, 10 books on the Bible, but you took one cookery book, one children's book, book.
Yeah. I actually have a cookery book here as well.
What does that feel like?
The interesting thing about that is that it's quite warm.
Hmm.
You see, it's a big book. It's a book of British food, so I suppose that's why it's warm.
Did you close your eyes before you put your hand on it?
I did.
Excellent. Okay. Anybody else has had a little bit of feelings there over their books?
I've got Ingenico 5100 user guide, which is my merchant trading terminal user guide, a Bible, and the essential Gibran. And I've actually been struggling with this because I've got so much energy flowing down my arm and out my hand. I'm like struggling to feel the difference, but I can feel really powerful energy over the Bible. A really strong, yeah.
What you might want to do is instruct your energy body to literally, I don't know if you were there right away because I did say you have to tell your healing hand to reverse and turn
into
learning hands.
Okay. I did come in after the first 5 minutes, so I did miss the beginning.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. Try that again and put your hand over one of them. And just reverse, give the instruction to reverse into learning hands. Okay, so that thing of actually, because the three books that I've got here are structurally quite similar. They all have certain amount of pages. They're all softbacks.
Mm.
They're all similar in size. They're all in the English language. They probably weigh not that much differently, but as energy existence, they are obviously very different indeed.
Mm.
What we have here are magic energy objects that you could use if you wanted to, for example, change the atmosphere in a room.
Mm. Yes.
Does anybody here actually have a library in their house or a library wall or a library room?
Mm.
Yeah.
A wall.
No, I used to.
A room. Yeah. Two rooms, actually.
Mm. Who's got the room?
I have.
So do I.
Okay. You've got one too?
Yes.
If you actually step into that room and just literally do that thing if I have to shift your point of view, what is it that you are learning from that? What can you see? What can you feel?
It feels chaotic.
Yes. Yes, yes, it would do, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
There is actually a reason why the libraries of the ages always had so much trouble. And the more books you put in them, the more troublesome they become. But there's one thing that is saving us all, is because that there's not that many actual really hardcore energy books about. Because in order to make a real powerful one, I think you need to know what you're doing. Let's do something really interesting. Let's consider, for example, if we had a book that was actually energetically active, and pick the one that you are actually really liking the energy of that you have with you tonight. Okay. So once again, close your eyes. Because it is much better without that. And just move that book sort of slowly, from outstretched arms, slowly into your energy field. Notice what that feels like. And imagine for a moment this thing that you're holding there isn't a book, it's a crystal, a healing crystal or something.
Mm.
With a beneficial energy vibration.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, lovely.
You could just move it around and see if it finds any places or areas where it can particularly help you.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I've got a thing going on here, around the throat area. Isn't that an interesting experience? Actually,
mine is just absolutely channeling and flowing into my heart, yeah.
Right.
It's an interesting idea because I remember in the past at times where I've, you know, picked up my Bible and clasped it to my heart like it was doing something to me.
There you go.
Mm.
That's exactly where I'm going with this.
Mm.
clasping a book that you love to your heart.
Mm.
But of course, with all things, if we put some volition in there, doing that deliberately, of course,
yeah,
the effect is strengthened many times.
With the intent, yeah.
Yeah, and also with the whole decision that you've made that you're going to be doing this. You know, the conscious mind is a very powerful thing.
Mm.
It's one half of the human intelligence system.
Yeah.
And without the conscious mind, guys, we're going nowhere.
No.
I do believe this is where the guys of old have gone wrong, you know, trying to get rid of it. But you go nowhere without it.
Yeah.
It's like when you only have one leg, you just hop. When the wind blows strongly, you fall over. Okay. So you've had a nice little experience there. So we can actually take this a lot further in all sorts of different directions, right? One of the things that I'm personally quite excited about is making such an object deliberately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you know, once you know what you're doing and you know what you're actually trying to do, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Don't you think? I find that incredibly exciting.
Mm.
You have listened to an excerpt from the first Magic Books teleclass with Dr. Sylvia Hartman. For more information about the Starfields VIP Club, please visit www.starfields.org. Thank you for listening.